D.B. Sweeney joining us, actor D.B. Sweeney. How are you, sir? We're talking about jury duty. I went yesterday and they didn't choose me.
I know. I heard you. That's. I would be so disappointed if I was on trial and I didn't get you because you seem like you were really
good
into
juror,
it,
right?
I would be. Ever since I watched The People versus O.J. Simpson, it really kind of gave me newfound love to be a juror.
I've never had it, and I've always curious about it. And I don't even know why I don't get... Oh, I'm not going to say anything, but I don't get summoned. But
not even a summons?
Many years ago, I got one, and I had a lawyer write a letter, say he travels too much and take him off the list. But that was when I lived in New York, so I don't
really?
Know.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, Wendy was wearing a beer can hat. Don't you think that's the kind
no,
of thing that
I
if
wanted
you're...
to be chosen.
Yeah?
I did not have that.
Right.
No, I did not. How are you, sir?
I couldn't be better. I had a little downtown Chicago parking adventure. I don't normally drive my car down here, and that was
and there's no parking
space. It was a bad decision.
It'll cost you, just to do the half hour with us, it'll cost you $60 to park.
I thought about double parking in front of the Lithuanian consulate because I thought I could look Lithuanian.
You could.
I think I could. But
you're
I
an actor.
Yeah.
You can look any nationality you want.
I just was afraid I should have a Lada or something. Like some. I didn't have the right car. Like a Dodge Durango is probably not going to sell.
Not big in Lithuania.
No.
No.
Although if it was black, it would look like you were escorting some of the Lithuanian
I gotta get a
consulate
car.
People around. That is it. Bill, do you remember when Peanut Tillman came up on the
yes.
studio? He came into the studio and there's like a little turnaround right by the river. He just parked his car there and walked over.
Right on Michigan Avenue.
Did he get towed?
No.
Nope.
He
good
probably
to be Peanut.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't do that for 5 seconds. He was here for half an hour. And didn't even watch it. Like my eyes would be glued on the car the whole time.
Oh,
he didn't
care.
He didn't look.
I guess he's got a fleet, and if they take that one, I'll just pick something else tomorrow.
Last time we saw you, you were in town because Chirac was coming out. We haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah. I'm a Western suburb resident now, so I drive by you all the time and listen to you. But I'm here for the movie, The Resurrection of Gavin Stone.
We have watched the previews for it. It looks like a pretty good movie. And my friend Neil Flynn is also in it.
Yeah, Neil's terrific.
Isn't he a good guy?
Really good guy. I didn't know him. I had met him briefly because I had friends on Scrubs.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd said hello, but I'd never really hung out with him. He really does a great job in the movie. He plays the dad to Gavin Stone.
Now, I'm worried about the age difference there, because is Neil old enough to be that guy's dad? That's tight.
Well, biologically.
I guess.
I mean, you know, all the
they're
times,
actors.
They're acting. Everyone's
yeah.
acting.
I mean, Brett Dalton, I think, looks like he's 27, 28
yeah,
years
about
old.
That.
And,
so
know.
I guess it's possible. Yeah.
We're old enough to be our producer Kevin's parents. Does it look like we could be? No.
No.
All right, don't answer.
No reason to answer. How did this come about for you? What was going on that you got this role?
Dallas Jenkins, the director of the movie, lives nearby. He lives near Elgin. That's mm-hmm. where his church is. And I knew him from California. We both moved here around the same time. And he said, I'm doing this movie. Would you like to look at it? And I know Dallas is very, you know, he's a very serious Christian guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's also a very funny guy, a very smart guy, a lot of other things. But I knew that his movie was probably going to be a Christian movie. And I... As much as I am a Christian, and I you know, that's my faith as well. I a lot of the movies come off really stiff and mm-hmm. stodgy and preachy.
Kirk Cameron, if you're listening.
Exactly.
Yeah, mixing a joke from time to time. So, anyway, read,
yeah, Catholics and Christians yeah. can be funny.
And that's the great thing yeah. about this movie is that it's a fish out of water story. Brett Dalton plays this guy who is given community service. You can either pick up trash on the highway or go volunteer at the church.
Yeah.
He chooses the church because he's a scammer and he feels like those are the people who he's going to be able to push around. And as soon as he gets in the door, he sees they're casting the role of Jesus in the Easter pageant. He's like, and he's a former child star, so
yeah.
he's a washed up actor, and or soon to be washed up, I guess, in the narrative of things. And so he figures, I'll resuscitate my career, get my community service, and I'll it'll be on my merry way. And the church, I'm the pastor, and we're not such pushovers. We sort of realize that he's a scammer, but we think, you know what? Let's just let him go his way here. Let's see if speaking these words, maybe they have some impact on him.
Perfect.
It looked really good. I am Catholic. I don't go to church as much as I should, but it doesn't look all preachy. It looks funny. It looks really good.
Yeah, it really is good. And that's why, I don't get out and bang the drum about many movies because I feel silly doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, who's this idiot on the radio telling me I should, waste 2 hours of my life on something. And, but this time when I saw the final movie, it makes fun of believers, non-believers. It's a great fish out of water story. Neil Flynn's terrific in it. We got Shawn Michaels, WWE Hall of Famer in it. And it's really good. It's like, I hate to say it, so surprised. But if people who are sort of like reticent to say, I want to go see that movie because it feels like a faithy movie.
Yeah.
It's that, yes, if you're a Christian, it's the full seven-course dinner. But for non-Christians, it's really funny.
Well, it says in the press release, inspirational comedy. And I thought to myself, I don't remember the last time, if ever, I've seen a movie billed as that, as inspirational comedy.
It's unusual. It's very unusual. But, you know, as I've talked to Dallas about many times, Hollywood used to make movies that were moral and not necessarily preachy, but, you know, we had good guys and bad guys.
It's a Wonderful Life fits that description,
doesn't
it?
You're right.
That would be a faith-based movie if it came out today. And they would put quotes around it and they'd stick it in the Christian ghetto and you know, and you'd have to fight your way out of it. You know, try to get yourself on Kimmel or something, but against all odds.
The Resurrection of Gavin Stone, and we are talking to D.B. Sweeney right now. When is this, when's the release?
It came out, we're coming up on our third weekend, and we did okay the first weekend. It was up against the inauguration, which I think maybe was not the best idea, because I think people might be interested in a Christian movie, might also be interested in, you know, the peaceful transfer of power and patriotic things like that. But and then the second weekend, we came up against all the Oscar movies. Once they announced the nominations, all the movies come out.
And well, you're in good shape this weekend because there's no major sports contests of any
kind
being played.
Yeah, we got nothing.
So you're going to be fine.
No. On Sunday, I think everybody's going to be looking for a movie. So
they are.
You know,
yes,
I mean, there's nothing going on, and you know, we got a little snake bit on that regard. But I thought we were in the clear last weekend because there were no good new movies coming out. Really, I mean, there was.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the McConaughey movie was coming out.
Right.
But that wasn't Matt McConaughey. That was Fat McConaughey. And so, anytime an actor goes bald or puts on weight, it doesn't work.
It doesn't count.
Tropic Thunder. I mean, if you go skinny, like skinny Matt, give him the trophy. You know, they did, and they did,
right?
But in normal Matt, all the girls go. But Fat McConaughey is a loser, and that was dead on arrival. So I thought we're going to sneak through last weekend. But you know, but the movie's really good, and I hope people go. And it is really fun. And I have a 12-year-old daughter. I took her to the premiere. She's never been to a Hollywood premiere. It was a Chicago Hollywood premiere, but which is even better.
Yeah.
And it's fun. And we were trying to go to the movies a couple weeks ago, and it was like, what do we go to? And we'd already seen Fantastic Beasts. There's no Pixar movie out. And it's like, there's nothing. It's like Trolls. Come on. What am I, seven?
No.
So this is a movie you can go to, and it's fun, and you know, and it's a really entertaining movie.
Have you been a part of anything on movies or TV that you're reluctant for your kids to see? I can't think of anything you've done that your kids couldn't see.
My kids have seen like three movies I'm in. I really wanted them to have a normal,
normal
dad. And so, you know, every once in a while people recognize me at the airport or whatever. And
sure.
They're so, oh, wow, dad just got skipped in the line. That's kind of cool. And so they sort of have an awareness. And now they're older. You know, my son's 15, my daughter's 12. So they, you know, they know what my job is and they get it. But I never wanted them to know me as like a guy in movies or TV. So
it's better.
So, yeah. So most of everything I've seen, they haven't seen. They've seen The Cutting Edge. They've seen this movie, Dinosaur, animated movie I did.
Mm-hmm.
My son has seen 8 Men Out because he was playing baseball.
Mm.
But other than that, I pretty much kept them away from it. I thought it's better to do your homework.
Yep.
Speaking of The Cutting Edge, Sandy, you wanted to talk to D.B. Sweeney?
Oh, my gosh. First of all, my mom just loves the movie The Cutting Edge. I called because she just got out of the hospital for 109 days. And honestly, that was on the Family Channel like 3 days ago. And all I've heard for the last 5 days is toe picks.
Well, I hope your mom's doing better.
Oh, she's doing really good. She's got an artificial heart, and she's just moving along. But, like, if you drop anything, toe pick.
Oh, that's great. Well, if she's got an artificial heart, we could probably get her a job as a Hollywood producer. If she's looking to work now.
Sandy, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate
it. Wasn't that movie directed, maybe I'm imagining it, by Starsky from Starsky?
It was.
Paul Michael Glazer.
Paul Michael Glazer, and he did a great job. And the script was by Tony Gilroy, who is now, you know, the Bourne Identity and Michael Collins.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the great writers, Dolores Claiborne.
Yeah.
So many great movies. He's a great writer.
That's excellent.
All right. I want to go back to the premiere, the Chicago premiere that you had of The Resurrection of Gavin Stone. You bring your 12-year-old daughter. Did you get a big ball gown or something really fashionable for the red carpet?
There was a lot of people there in tuxedos, and I didn't put on a tuxedo, so I felt kind of bad because I didn't want to be the only guy there with a tuxedo. And then I realized I was the only guy without a tuxedo. But my daughter bought a new dress. It was very exciting. My wife was there, and it was a fun night.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
So I know that you've wanted to keep them out of the show business limelight, but on a night like that, it's got to feel good. Their heart has to beat fast for you.
Yeah, I had seen the movie a week earlier. I showed the movie at Fort Hood in Texas for the soldiers because I feel like even if it was a bad movie, they'll still appreciate it, and I get to go shake hands and say thanks. But I saw the movie, and it was really good, and I thought, oh, man, now we go to the premiere, and it's good.
Yeah.
I've been to screenings in California of movies, and halfway through it, you're like, I just hope there's a tunnel under my seat. How can I get out of here without offending anybody? And the movie was really good, so it was a really, really fun night.
That's a plus. Yeah. Good.
We have to take a quick break. We're talking to D.B. Sweeney. He is in the studio. It's Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN.
It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. We are joined in studio by actor D.B. Sweeney. I could read you his credits, but you'd be late for work. So just trust me. He's been in a whole bunch of stuff. He's got a new movie it's already out. It's The Resurrection of Gavin Stone. It's an inspirational comedy. DB, they always talk about how actors, if you're serious about being in films and TV, you have to live in Los Angeles or you have to live in New York. You can't live in the middle. But you've done really, really well living in the middle of the country.
Yeah, touch wood. It's been good for the last few years since I got here. And I'm starting another movie in a few weeks here in Chicago called Captive State, which John Goodman's in it and Vera Farmiga. And it's a great big alien movie, and I don't think I'm allowed to say too much more. I think
you've already sold me on what you've told us. Yeah. That sounds great.
Yeah, John Goodman's one of the great ones, and so just that he's in it, I think it's he's one of those actor bait guys. So yeah. I think it's going to be fun. They're going to turn Chicago into some post-apocalyptic alien. The aliens have scorched the earth, and it's the resistance, something like that.
I can't wait.
Who do you play in this, by the way?
I don't know yet.
They won't tell you who you play.
No, I think I'm working for the bugs. I don't know.
If you need a chatty alien, I would like to volunteer my services.
You got that move? Yeah. Will you bring the legal pad?
Yeah.
Yes. But then it'll say in the credits, yeah. Talky alien with legal pad, and then we'll go, I know her. I work with her.
Well, it's got to be fun to be able to kind of pick and choose what you want to do. You've done a whole career of doing some great things, and now with The Resurrection of Gavin Stone, it's got to be cool to go, yeah, I want to do this.
It's, about 15 years ago, I've been doing this more than 30 years now, which is crazy. I started to really enjoy being on the set more and more. It came to me very quickly when I started out, and there's a lot of pressure when you're the main character and will the movie open and all these other things. And now I've become sort of, I really look forward to going to the set, and it's not in my control how the movie turns out. And when it turns out great, like Gavin Stone did, mm-hmm. awesome. And when it doesn't, I find value like talking to people on the set and just enjoying the whole process.
Fun.
It's a great life.
You always hear actors talk about the downtime. They go, oh, sure, you're there and you're in a trailer, but there's so much downtime. And there is, but you can use that to your advantage. Just hang out with the other people.
Have to be in the trailer.
Right.
That's all the people that you watch who are crazy on TV at the award shows, they spend too much time in their trailer looking in the mirror at how great they are. And if you get out of the trailer and go talk to the guy who's making the coffee, he's probably a cool guy or girl. And we're going to film in Chicago. We're going to be in Pilsen and Wicker Park and all these great neighborhoods. And so just walk down the street and go talk to somebody.
Live it up. Have a good time.
It is fun to do.
Oh,
I'm always scared to approach people, though.
Yeah.
I know, me, but I am when it's celebrities.
I like your new policy, though. I like to see if you get an indication that they're interested in a conversation and then launch in. And I think that's the way to go.
DB, what actor have you worked with that you've learned the most from? Who did you do scenes with that you just go, I have to learn from this guy or this girl? They know what they're doing.
Well, James Earl Jones on Gardens of Stone was really great, and he didn't say much. He just was so present for me, and he knew that I was trying to figure it out on the run, and I didn't really, I'd done a lot of plays, but I had never been on a big movie set like that, and he just stayed there. And again, like not going to the trailer, that was Jordan Cronenworth, the great director of photography, lighting that thing, and he was a lot of things, but he was not fast, so there was a lot of lighting time, and it was always worth it. It was beautiful. But, a lot of the actors ran back to their trailers and hide out.
James Caan in that, too?
James Caan was in that, and he'd go back to the trailer, and everybody else would, And so I would just sort of sit there and try to learn what they were doing with all these lights and what was happening. And James Earl Jones would just stay there with me, and we wouldn't talk. There were no phones yet where everybody's on their phone. Just sort of sit there and maybe practice the lines a little bit, just hang out and just be there. And he was saying to me, look, everybody has a first starring role and you'll figure it out and without saying it, and it was really good.
That is cool.
Yeah,
absolutely. Let's get this call in real quickly. Jim wanted to talk to DB Sweeney. Jim, go ahead, we only have about a minute.
DB, I'll be real quick. What an honor it is to talk with you. I was my father, right before he died, he wanted me to take him to the movie The Memphis Belle, and so when I took him to The Memphis Belle, I realized that in World War II he was one of the guys who painted all the arts on all the B-17 bombers. So when we were sitting in the movie, the part where you were in the bathroom, you know, being sick because you knew you had to go on that flight, he was squeezing my hand. And I didn't realize that I was sitting right next to a guy who knew those guys. And you did a great portrayal of that part.
Oh, thanks a lot. You know, the people that served in the 8th Air Force in World War II, or some of the, even with Memphis Belle and the other things that have come out about it, there's the unsung heroes. That was the most dangerous job for an American soldier in the Second World War. We had more than 10% of our casualties came from the 8th Air Force, and those people were great heroes. And you were sitting duck. You know, those planes, they had machine guns, but you're sitting there. The whole strategy was predicated on sitting there and letting them attack you and hopefully not shoot too many of you down.
Jeez.
And it's amazing sitting in the movie theater and having an old man, a 90-year-old man, holding your hand and squeezing it, realize it's the same hand that was squeezing one of those 50 caliber guns. You know, I'm sitting right next to a hero and didn't even know it.
That's so cool. What a great story.
Bone chilling. But DB, thank you so much. I enjoyed all your movies.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. Do you ever think of that? I mean, that look at the impact you made on Jim, who just called to say that, and his father.
Yeah, it was my uncle was a navigator on the B-17, and so when I got to, that was one of the few movies where they let me choose which part to play, and I chose the navigator because that was my uncle. It was a tribute to him, and so many people that served in that era, and people that serve now, and it's really exciting. I mentioned earlier I got to go to Fort Hood, and just to say thanks to the people, because so few of us serve as a nation, you know, less than 1% of us.
Yeah.
Put on the uniform and raise our hand, and I just think we got to remember it all the time. So to his dad and to all the other dads and husbands and wives out there that are serving, my eternal gratitude.
Beautiful.
What a good man. Why can't you be more like DB Sweeney?
I can't be like you, DB. I've tried. I cannot be anywhere near as good. The Resurrection of Gavin Stone is the name of the movie, playing in theaters now. Go and see it. It's an inspirational comedy, and as DB pointed out, it's a lot of fun. Good for everybody. Great to see you again. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you guys so much for having me on. It's so fun.
Really
come
appreciate
back.
It.
You're
yeah,
in the area. You, want. You can come by whenever.
Thank you.
All right, you got it. We'll take a quick break. We'll get some news in and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.